Hey everyone, and welcome to Teenage Book Chat. Today's episode is all about a series of stories from America that's still popular today, The Babysitter's Club. I'm Jamie, and with me is Maya. She's been reading the books recently. Hi, Maya.
Hi, Jamie. I'm excited to talk about these books.
Great. So, what's The Babysitter's Club all about?
It's about a group of girls who live in a small town. They're 13 or 14 years old and start a babysitting club together. They have one phone that parents can call to get one of the girls as a babysitter. But the stories aren't just about babysitting. They're about the girls' lives, friendship, school and fun too, and sometimes problems like parents getting divorced or fights in the group.
That sounds like something many teens can relate to. Who's your favourite character?
Definitely Christy. She's the girl who has the idea to start the club. The phone is at her house and she's kind of the leader of the group. She's confident and very organised. She can be a bit bossy, but she always means well.
What is she like?
Christy is quite small and slim, probably because she does a lot of sports and is always full of energy. She usually just wears jeans and a baseball cap, with her brown hair in a ponytail. She's proud of being herself. I like that about her. She's creative too. She likes thinking up games and activities for the kids.
Would you say these books are just for girls?
No, not at all. Boys can enjoy them too. They're about real life, not just babysitting. For example, we hear about Christy's relationship with her mom, three brothers and new stepdad, so that's not only relevant to girls. Through all of the stories, there are funny parts, but also sad or serious topics. I think a lot of teens would enjoy the stories, no matter who they are.
And what about the idea of teens babysitting? Some people say it's too much responsibility.
I think if you're responsible and take it seriously, it's a great job for teens. In the books, we see that the girls learn a lot, like how to plan, how to take care of others, how to deal with problems. And they do a really good job, so it doesn't seem that hard to look after kids. They bring in games, help with homework, and make the kids feel safe. It's a pretty positive representation of teenagers babysitting, I think.
Thanks, Maya. That was a great recommendation. But listeners, what do you think? Would you trust a teen to babysit young children? Would you want to babysit? Write to us and let us know. That's it for today's episode of Teenage Book Chat. Tune in to the next episode.